BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
Hello and welcome to the Friday Extra podcast, normally with Chris Stark, but he is stuck in Watford on a football pitch. I don't know why. So it's me, Scott. It has been another great week on the show, and to celebrate the return of Innuendo Bingo, we are giving you a bumper three of the best from the Mills archive. But before we get to those, I wanted to answer some of your nerdy listener questions. Chris, you've got one on email about phone line quality. Yeah, we're always looking to make stuff more listenable. It's kind of mad how variable the quality of our phone lines are. Oh, I love this geeking out. We also had another question from Louisa, but I can't find the email. She basically asked if there are clips that are ever too rude for Innuendo Bingo. And the answer is obviously yes. There's a lot around Jeremy Hunt and a few other mispronunciations, but we are looking at a kind of a late night way of maybe using those clips, because it would be a shame not to. So if you do have extra rude ones, then send them to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Just tell me what channel, what time, and what they said, and we will find them. Now, as promised, here's three of the best Innuendo Bingos from the archive. We start with Stacey Dooley filling her cheeks in the seat opposite.
It's time to make another celebrity wet. This is Innuendo Bingo.
See, I chose that intro for you.
Thank you ever so much.
No worries.
Right, here we go. Oh, what a gent. He's handing me the water.
What a gent.
Gentleman.
Always flashy, never trashy. Mm-hmm.
This does get wet, Stacey, but, you know, you asked for it.
I did ask for this.
You've done scarier things.
I've accidentally put the holy jeans on as well.
Oh, he's got,
so
he's
what
got
I would
a hole
say
very
is,
close.
It's not what you can see. It's not what you think.
No.
It's not.
Fine.
It's quite high, that hole, isn't it?
Yeah, just eyes up.
Eyes up.
Okay.
And off we go. Plenty of water in the mouth, please. You can watch this now online on the Radio 1 website, on your phone as well. Press play on the Radio 1 website. It's all new clips today. Mm. It's going to be a good one. First, we're going to Channel 5's GPs Behind Closed Doors. Let's just hope this doctor knows what he's doing.
Can you just swallow? Well done. It's not easy to swallow when somebody tells you to swallow.
Sorry.
He was examining the patient's vocal cords there, of course.
It's not easy to swallow when somebody tells you to swallow.
Thank you, Becca, for sending that one in.
Oh, Chris, I got you good.
It's good already.
Yeah.
This is not going to be one of those situations where, because Stacey's not done it before, she holds back, I don't think. OK. Now we're going to BBC One's Homes Under the Hammer. And we join Martin Roberts in the middle of some small talk with a homeowner. Now, when you're talking facts and figures, it can get personal, but I didn't think this personal. Listen to his question.
So when you told people afterwards, what did they say?
They just laughed and said, haven't you watched the programme before? I said, yeah, every morning before work.
But decided to completely ignore
our
advice.
Yeah, yeah.
So what did you think when you came for the first time?
I'm actually a huge Homes Under the Hammer fan.
It's good, isn't it?
It's great.
I like how they match the songs to the situation.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
So good.
We need to play that game again, Scott.
Yeah, we used to do a game where you had to guess what song it was, what the situation the song was. It's
yeah.
very good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you to Roshni for sending that one to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Anything else you've got, send them in. We always need new clips. Okay, then. Water, please. What's that noise there from Martin?
So what did you think when you came for the first time?
Ass. Excellent.
Okay.
We continue, please.
Right.
I've wore the perfect outfit because you can just wipe the water off.
Yeah, done well with that.
Pleather.
Yeah.
You know Arnie's 50 Greatest Stunts on Channel 4? It's Arnold Schwarzenegger telling you all about his favourite stunts. Arnie, he doesn't want you to relax too much during the show, so he gives you strict instructions.
Welcome back to my countdown of the greatest stunts ever attempted. Put down your peanuts.
Oh,
sorry, Stacey.
That was a good one.
Chris has entered the building.
Sorry.
Okay.
Water, please.
I genuinely misheard that.
Get your waters in your mouth.
Why peanuts?
I don't understand.
Put down your peanuts.
Peanuts. Mm-mm. Over on Radio 4, it's the 15-minute drama. Water, please. I've only got 7 seconds of it here, but I'm going to go home and listen to it all later, on my own.
I thought she was the most beautiful person I'd ever met.
Your fingering has improved a lot this term.
All that hard work is paying off.
Thank you to Dan and Devon for sending that one in.
That's so Radio 4.
Isn't it?
Highbrow.
What a show.
Your fingering has improved a lot this term.
All that hard work is paying off.
It certainly is.
You were flinching there, even when I didn't have any water.
I know, I'm so nervous. I'm always expecting you to soak me.
I think we can make this wetter, though, guys. Just saying.
It's, yeah.
Uh-huh. It's now the World Championship snooker on BBC Two. And it is properly kicking off in the commentary box.
Can you imagine we had 17 days of this sort of play? That would be exciting, wouldn't it? Sure, we can't be touching again.
Touching ball.
This is a record for touching balls.
You're right there, Stacey.
Spot on.
Loving it.
Do you know what's amazing about that? Is the crowd have earpieces, they can hear the commentary. And so they obviously heard it first, you know, heard the innuendo, and you can hear them all laughing in
giggling
the background.
Before.
It's like they're playing their own game of innuendo bingo.
I love that. Listen.
Touching ball.
This is a record for touching balls.
See?
Great spot there from Mike. Thank you for sending that one in.
Okay.
Next.
Has it gone through?
Lots of water, please.
It kind of has gone through, yeah.
Next, we're going to Grand Designs on Channel 4. What I love about Kevin MacLeod is that he's always willing to get his hands dirty.
This is a nightmare. I mean, this here, with this extraordinary crack.
They say you should only worry about a crack when you can get your hand in it. You can get your arm in that. Look at that.
Stacey.
There he is. How are you getting home? Do you have to get the train?
I haven't got spare pants today. I've gone through a habit of this lately.
No pants. Have you got pants on now?
I've got pants on now. Pants.
I think you'd really be able to tell if you hadn't.
Maybe that's how to solve it in the future. I've not thought of that.
You should just come in a pair of swimming trunks, perhaps.
Next time.
Yeah.
That'll be on next.
Good idea.
Next episode.
Really good idea.
Yeah.
They say you should only worry about a crack when you can get your hand in it. You can get your arm in that.
Thanks, Mike, for sending that one in.
I only heard the back end of that one. Yeah. Oh, dear. I'm sorry, Stacey.
Water, please.
Do your friends get worried that you're investigating them? Always.
Weirdo.
Huh?
No, don't worry.
That's just like a weird chat line.
Yeah, isn't it?
I've heard that before. I think
hey,
babe. At like 1 a.m.
Hey, babe.
Are you investigating me?
Have you really?
Yeah.
Awful.
Whenever I go for a wee or if I'm just trying to order a drink, then you hear investigating. I mean, no, I just want a wee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I understand.
Pina colada.
Water, okay. Please. Four in a bed now on Channel 4, where B&B owners take turns to stay in each other's properties. Contestants are willing to do anything to try and win this show.
I think I gave my knob to Susan, to be honest with you, and she was quite glad to take it, I think.
Yeah. Good
I'm
one.
I'm quite wet now, Scott.
I know you are, Stacey.
The lower half of me is
damp,
very damp
in the south. And finally, only one more.
Oh.
Oh, I can have more if you want, Stace.
I feel like, I'm ready.
Finally, at the end of the game.
Right, one more, let's do it.
Okay. Might just add this one in for old time's sake, Chris. From my favourite game show.
The gap between the balls and the hole seems a lot further than what it did out there.
There we are, from the cube. Now, what happened there, please? Is there foul play?
I thought I dodged it.
You're right.
I could see she was going to spit on me.
I could see some water just falling through the ceiling.
You managed to get it on my back.
Oh.
That's a first.
Had a nice time.
Oh, how did you do that?
Sorry, Chris.
And finally,
one more.
Radio 4. On Saturday Live, they will do absolutely anything for ratings.
Are you okay?
Yeah, just wet on the back.
Okay.
Always chasing the ratings. Listen to what they made Peter Shilton do.
Don't be afraid of it. Just suck it off the shell.
OK, here we go.
Get it into your mouth and then a little bite. That's it. Suck it off and swallow.
And that was Stacey Dooley, innuendo bingo.
Hey!
Wow. What a game. Good game, everybody. Thanks so much for coming in, Stacey.
Likewise. Thank you for having me.
Will you come back and do it again?
Always. Monday to Friday.
Awesome. Yeah. We only do it twice a week, but we'll be in touch.
Yeah, be in touch.
Thanks so much, Stacey.
Thank you.
Now here's Gerard Butler. Okay, so both have water in the mouth. Gerard Butler, Chris Stark. And over to Greg Wallin.
That was so funny.
So sorry.
No, what you said was so...
I didn't see that coming. No.
We haven't even played any clips yet.
Oh, sorry. I thought that was funny, though.
No, but thank you. Right. Oh, yeah, whatever you feel you need to, just go.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
Let's start now. That was a mistake. I'm sorry.
That's fine.
No. Oh, I can't wait for this. Over to Greg Wallace now on last night's MasterChef. Really getting to know his contestants here.
I really like your fresh, crunchy, sweet coleslaw. I really like the flavour of the inside of your pie.
This is already brilliant.
I really like the flavour of the inside of your pie.
Thank you, Greg.
He loves it.
I'm a grunter.
You are. Who knew?
We're going to go through a lot of water here.
Yeah. We've done a couple already. Isn't
that? We're getting through a lot of water already.
No, Mum, I'll be out in a minute. It's just a game.
Okay, here we go. Right then. More. Over to Hollyoaks from last night. What a show. And Myra offers Tony something special.
Hi, Teresa.
Hi, Tony.
Hiya, love. Do you want a bit of my prawn ring?
Delayed reaction from both contestants there. Oh, Jared's fine.
Hiya, love. Do you want a bit of my prawn ring?
Okay.
Oh, I get it now. Oh, now I get it.
Sometimes it's the second time round when you get it.
That's right. Ah, funny.
Right. Innuendo Bingo continues with Carol Vorderman on 8 out of 10 cats. And sometimes people say more than they mean to on these panel shows.
Who's the male sex symbol?
Paul Hollywood.
Carol, do you fancy him?
Well, he came on Loose Women and I nibbled on his brioche.
Thanks, Carol.
I nibbled on his brioche.
Good. Okay.
I'm out of water.
Over to... We've got one of our classics now.
This is quite a battle.
It's good, isn't it? It's going well. How wet are you, Joe?
All right, I'm feeling...
T-shirt is wet, yeah.
I'm feeling wet.
A classic from Fern Cotton now. Getting very excited here.
Now, today's prize is... This is so good. That I'm almost tempted to enter myself.
Come on.
You literally look like you just pooped yourself.
That's brilliant. Look at his trousers. Good work. Yes, you're having to wring them out. That's always a good sign.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
okay.
This is so good.
How many of these are there?
Not too many more.
I think we're starting to flood the whole studio. Yeah.
It's okay. Okay. Over to Phil Spencer and his secret agent show. Loads of people spotted this.
Kimberly's snug entrance is a pretty tight squeeze, and the filthy carpet not much of a warm welcome either. Kimberly's snug entrance is a pretty tight squeeze.
Yeah, and?
And the filthy carpet not much of a warm welcome either.
No one wants that.
Okay.
Your aim was good.
Okay.
I need some more water, man. I'm taking big gulps here.
Yeah, it's all good. Just a few more.
Okay.
And we are over to Jamie Oliver and his 15-minute meals. You learn all sorts of new techniques on that.
This jam is going to give a shine to my balls, right? Just have a look as I jiggle them about.
That was an awesome one. That was like a little water feature. Slowly spraying out.
Yeah. And that was actually so funny, I forgot to aim it at you.
Yeah.
Okay.
I need more water again.
Yep. Wow.
So much water we're getting through. I love this. Yeah.
Sorry.
I'm incontinent. This is the first time I've been able to pee myself.
Oh, okay. Is it coming out both ends?
Now nobody notices.
Oh, my God.
Okay. And now over to Coronation Street. And it's good to know that Sylvia is a woman of principle.
Oh, shall I get that for you?
You will not. I've not let a man inside my purse since we went decimal.
That's not even one, but I like it.
I've not let a man inside my purse since we went decimal.
Okay, and...
I don't don't know why.
Who writes that stuff?
I don't know, but it's great. Oh, I've not let a man inside my purse. Decimal. Okay, just a couple more. And one of my all-time favourites, as I, on this show, caught Danny McFly off guard with this question. Can you just confirm where you are at the moment?
I'm just coming out of Paul O'Grady.
It's a classic. You right there, Jerry? Jesus.
I need new boxes.
Well, that's funny because I was just on Steve Wright and he said, Jerry Butler, who was in Bounty Hunter, Jennifer Aniston. He said, you appeared in Bounty Hunter, Jennifer Aniston. I said, well, I appeared in Jennifer Aniston. So that's just rang a bell. He said he appeared in Ugly Truth, Bounty Hunter, Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah, he's appeared in Jennifer Aniston. I love that.
I should do my own.
You should. Okay, right. Just a couple more. Here we go. Let's get into this. Oh. Antiques Roadshow now. And
thank God it's warm outside.
Flattery will get you a long way in the antiques trade.
But if you went to a specialist sculpture dealer, I can see that being in five figures easily. That's one of the best busts I've seen.
Fine. Okay, let's move on. A classic from BBC Leicester now. I've never seen this on the football field before.
And just a moment ago, superb piece of skill by Gray. He received a low cross from Lloyd Kerry with a man up his backside, tight onto the goal.
He loves it.
Man up his backside. What does that mean?
It's a football term.
With a man up his backside.
Okay.
Well, how do we know there wasn't a man up his backside?
I don't know.
I mean, maybe. Did you see that game?
No.
Well, maybe there was a man up his backside.
I don't know.
Okay.
I have to watch it back. Okay.
That would still have been funny, though.
Just one more.
One more, right.
Okay. And it's over to the cube.
The gap between the balls and the hole seems a lot further than what it did out there.
Yes! You've really soaked Chris today, and that is why... Another reason why you are an actual legend.
That was an absolute honour.
Did you...
An honour.
Did you enjoy that? Look at him.
How's that for you?
Oh, it was amazing. Amazing.
And finally, someone who blooming loves an innuendo, Caroline Flack.
How much... this is going to take the edge off, though, I think.
Yeah, I think...
What, and how much water do I have to put in my mouth?
Loads. Just really fill your cheeks.
Yeah.
So my cheeks are like hamster cheeks?
Yes, yeah. Okay. That's the one.
Now, just remember, the first spray is the deepest. And what will happen is it will hit your face quite hard, but don't swear.
Because other people...
Don't!
Sugar.
Swear.
Because other people have... well, we had a terrible incident last week with Hodor.
It was bad.
Please
my God,
don't
this
swear.
Is quite, I'm quite scared because I don't like water in my face.
Oh, okay, good. Well, you're on the right show.
It's cold.
Okay.
Ready.
Oof. Here we go then.
Oh, okay.
It's Caroline Flack. It's quite cold water, so that's why sometimes it can be a little shocking on first arrival onto the face. Are you ready?
I might do it again.
Okay. And there's no hands rule, so if it comes out, just make sure it's over him. First, we go to Good Morning Britain from earlier in the week. And here is the lovely Kate Garraway, keeping us up to date on all the current trends.
Mm.
Yes?
Sorry.
Not in the bin, Caroline, on him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's just there for show. Anyway, Kate Garraway's keeping us up to date on all the current trends. Kate seems very pleased about this news.
Some happier news now, you'll be pleased to know. The bush is back.
Oh, my God!
See what I mean?
Welcome to the game. Oh.
We've lost him.
You're right.
I wasn't prepared for that. Oh, my God.
Describe how you feel.
Oh, wow.
This is great.
Where?
Were you aware the bush had made a comeback, Caroline?
The bush is back.
Massey and Stoke. We spotted that article there about Kate Bush. Okay. Moving on. In fact, let's stay on that same episode of Daybreak now. And the next guest was comedian Brian Connolly, who still has a lot of stamina for a man of his age.
I know, love. I've gone through many decades now, and I'm still bashing it out. I can't fathom it out by it.
Oh, Caroline, you weren't expecting this today.
That's a good one.
Oh, God. How do you get so much water in there? You look like you've got a small mouth.
that's a bit harsh.
Oh, wow. This is worth watching, FYI.
Oh, God.
If you want to go to the Radio 1 website, it's on your mobile phone as well.
No. Scott, it's one of those. The eye.
Oh, not the eyelashes again. Off. Oh, no, this last happened with Charlotte Crosby. Are they on your, are they on your face?
You're spraying me so much it's preventing my spray.
No, the thing is, you just
spray.
Need to get there first.
It is. It's okay, like meeting in the middle and just
I'm
coming right back
see
in your face.
This is a,
yeah.
It's a strength.
It's a long game.
I'm still bashing it out.
Thanks, Brian. Now, our favourite clip from Tuesday was when we had Craig Revel Horwood on. He loved it. So we're going to do it again. We're going to cross to location, location, location. And Kirsty is in danger of getting overexcited and doing something she will regret.
Gents, we are in an eel and pie house. Sum up what you're looking for before I open my pie hole too wide.
Not again, Caroline.
I haven't worn his spare jeans.
You're going straight down. You're going straight to dancing after this. You're going home. Maybe home.
I'm drenched.
Genuine shock is happening right now. Kirsty Allsop there.
Before I open my pie hole too wide.
Kirsty. Okay. All right. Come on, Caroline.
Okay.
So now we are going over to this week's University Challenge. And while everyone's always impressed with the natural beauty of Cambridge, this student really loves it.
The second thing is when I came to visit, I was just overwhelmed by what a beautiful place this is. So I came.
That's a good one.
That's good, isn't it? sometimes Cambridge just gets you like that, right?
So I came.
Yeah. Laura spotted that one. Thank you, Laura.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. You just got to go for it now. Like, you're wet. You know? What's going to happen? You're into it now. Okay, now over to the BBC Weather Bulletin from Monday night on Inio Bingo. And the presenter seems to get a little distracted mid-forecast while thinking about his plans for the following day.
The rain is going to come back, and not just rain, but wind too.
What? Yes, Chris. In your face. Go on, Caroline. Flax back.
She's back.
She's back. Okay. Okay, let's see if we... What now? Let's see if we can get through this weather one.
Okay.
The rain is going to come back, and not just rain, but wind too. It could be touching gale in places.
Please look out for gales this weekend. Okay. Thank you, Mel in Wolverhampton, for that one. Okay, just a few more.
Okay. There's more?
Yeah.
It's worth watching this one, isn't it?
It really is a good one, this. If you can't watch it now, watch it on YouTube later.
Oh, God.
Okay, now a classic clip from a nature documentary with Kate Humble. Now, I know the bush is back, Kate.
The bush is back.
But no one wants things to grow this wild and out of control. Okay.
Come on, Caroline. Okay.
All right, we all know what is going to be in the bingo now, so let's just try and brace ourselves for it.
Okay.
I think that's the thing about being in an area that is so huge with... you know, quite thick, impenetrable bush.
Caroline is having to now shield herself with her hands. Oh, my God, your hair.
I've been filmed today.
I know. It's fine. They'll touch you up.
It's a new look.
It's a wet look. It's like you've just done a calendar. Okay, now two more. Sorry, Alice Levine. With you in a second. To the football commentary on Five Live now.
Okay.
And as Robbie Savage takes to the microphone, he lets us know a little bit too much detail about Joe Hart's recent difficulties.
I think what Joe Hart needed most last season was a good number two.
Those number two jokes.
I know, brilliant.
A good number two.
Oh, need a good number two sometimes. Okay, now let's end with a classic. And it's from BBC Solent presenter Sam Fraser, who had a very, very busy weekend. Here we go.
So that's that was quite a new experience. The wind in my hair wrapped my legs around Jonathan. He took me up the bypass.
It's a classic. Sorry, Caroline. Oh, my word, look at her jeans. Are you all right? Babe. Are you okay, hon?
Big tens. Well,
Okay, she's not saying anything now. Are you annoyed with me?
I just don't know what I'm going to do.
What do you mean?
For the rest of the day.
I can lend you a T-shirt.
Oh, thanks. What about your jeans?
You can borrow these.
Are you going? Are you going straight to dancing now?
Straight to rehearsal.
No one will know.
No one's going to know. One.
In a world where audio is downloadable, one man sets out to interview the stars.
Oh, that's great. Oh, my God. Mind-blowing.
One man is tasked to review the movies.
Now, doesn't that sound like a big bag of fun? How the heck did that happen?
Hollywood's biggest stars.
Oh, no. Thor dancing? That almost lost me the job.
I'm Spider-Man. Find out if this is real.
And Ali Plum.
Let's get ready to plumble.
Radio 1 Screen Time. Download it now from BBC Sounds.